Welcome, most noble and mighty ones, royal priesthood of the Lord. I have some thoughts and some things to speak to through intercession. I pray that you will join me and that God will give you an unveiling of your understanding. The God of this world will not blind you, but you will see with wisdom and understanding and have insight into the truths that we're going to lay out before you. So I have been doing my prayer walk all along the beach and intercession at Dor. It's the Dor. It goes into the Jezreel Valley through the Carmel Mountains. There's a pass called Zikron Yaakov. And as I've been seeking the Lord and praying, I want to share something that's really insightful out of Romans. So I'm waiting for Eldan to come and fix my car. But it's not bad. It's all good. So this is from Romans 9:14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, even for the same purpose I've raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and my name might be declared in all the earth. Now this is an interesting statement. This is why he raised up and hardened Pharaoh's heart, to show his power, and that his name might be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. You will say to me then, well, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing that formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory? Even us whom he called, not of the Jews also, but also of the Gentiles. And he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who is not my beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, lo and me, they will be called the sons of the living God. And Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant will be saved, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we would have been made like Gomorrah. So what shall we say then? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. This is one of the greatest theological passages that the brilliant Paul made his convincing, persuasive argument in God's purposes. and that God can do what he wants to do. And it's not by anything that we have constructed. The potter makes two out of the same lump of clay. He makes two vessels, one for honor and one for dishonor. And before they were even born, God says, here, listen, Israel's rejection and God's purposes. Romans 9, but it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Okay, so this is an important concept. Who is Israel? Who is a Jew? You know, what does it mean to be saved? What does it mean when Paul says all of Israel it will be saved? What does this mean? Nor are they all children, because they are all the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac, your seed shall be called. That is, those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. So here the distinction is, okay, there's a seed here. Okay, but they are not the children of God. They are the flesh. They are the seed of the flesh. So for this is the word of promise. At that time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac. For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who's called. It was said to her, the older shall say the younger, and as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Now I'm not going to get into Calvinism and Arminianism. Just throw all that out. I'm going to get into God and his ultimate purpose knows. And he prepares the vessels. He's omniscient. He knows the end from the beginning. He's before something was said or done, he had perfect knowledge of it, because he's the creator. And the seed, he knows who will choose. He knows who will choose. And accordingly, he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, before they even did anything, because he knew that Jacob would choose the birthright over the carnal nature. I need a bowl of beans, Esau, and Esau would sell out. He did not regard the things of God, and not by the law. Paul goes on to say, now look, did Israel reject Christ? Israel rejected Christ in the first century as a nation, because he was her king. Jesus said, when he stood before Pilate, he said, well, they say you're the king of the Jews. Are you a king? And he said, I am a king. But my kingdom is not of this world. It's a different kingdom. It's not a kingdom of flesh. In other words, and then Pilate said, well, what is truth? Well, what is truth? Is it the law? No. The law just points us to righteousness, to right standing. The truth is the spirit of truth. It is the essence of seeking for righteousness by faith. It's not by works. We cannot attain this by works. And Paul clearly states that right here. Because he gives us a word of promise. And it's by the promise that Abraham, when he was 100 years old, he conceived a child. Because he believed God. And he didn't waver in his faith. And Sarah shall have a son. And she had been barren all her life. Why? Because God decides.